USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Republicans won a majority of seats in the House of Representatives with a victory in California Wednesday. After 2 years of Democrat control of both chambers of Congress and the White House, some balance will keep the one-party rule in check for now. Representative Kevin McCarthy.
I'm proud to announce the era of one-party Democrat rule in Washington is over. Washington now has a check and balance. The American people have a say in their government. And this new Republican leadership team is ready to get to work to put America back on the right track.
The Republicans gaining a majority in the House will change how things get done on the Hill. Nancy Pelosi will no longer be Speaker of the House come January. Katie Lewis from our Midwest Bureau has more on Ms. Pelosi's future.
Democratic House Speaker Nancy Pelosi will announce her future plans on Thursday. Republicans this week managed to regain control of the House after securing the 218 seats they needed in the midterm elections. Her spokesperson said on Twitter that Pelosi will address the issue on Thursday.
The second biggest donor to the Democrat Party behind George Soros and founder of the now-collapsed crypto trading company FTX, Sam Bankman-Fried, has been hit with a class-action lawsuit by investors alleging he and other high-profile celebrities such as NFL quarterback Tom Brady, his ex-wife, NBA stars Stephen Curry, Shaq, and others violated Florida law and made consumers suffer more than $11 billion in damages. This week, during a heavy snowstorm, a plane crash-landed at a Wisconsin golf course about 40 miles outside of Milwaukee. The plane was transporting 53 at-risk adoption dogs. They were from New Orleans and three people. Everyone on board is okay. USA Radio News.
Paid for by Govmint.com.
The 1878 to 1921 Morgan Silver Dollar, a true American classic and one of the most iconic silver dollar coins in history. It's been 100 years since the last Morgan Silver Dollar coin was struck for circulation. And now, for a limited time only, full pound bags of original U.S. government struck Morgan dollars are being released to the public. That's right. You can own a full pound of 1878 to 1921 classic American Morgan Silver Dollar coins, all in very good collector condition with fully visible dates and mint marks. Guarantee. Call 1-800-473-1745 now to secure collector-grade U.S. Morgan Silver Dollars by the pound, struck during the Wild West and the Gilded Age. Plus, receive a bonus American Collector's Pack valued at over $25, free with every order. Call 1-800-473-1745 now to secure your full pound bag of Morgan Silver Dollar coins before they are gone. 1-800-473-1745. That's 1-800-473-1745.
As a result of the midterm elections, Republicans will take control of the House in Washington. Leadership in the Senate will remain the same. Tim Berg from our Phoenix Bureau reports.
After receiving a challenge from Florida Senator Rick Scott, Kentucky Republican Senator Mitch McConnell has been reelected as the Republican leader, even after the party says it underperformed during the midterm elections. As far as what led to that underperformance,
we underperformed among voters who did not like President Biden's performance in among independents and among moderate Republicans, who looked at us and concluded too much chaos, too much negativity, and we turned off a lot of these centrist voters.
Elections. As far as what led to midterm elections. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Republican Vice President Mike Pence says he will not testify before the mostly partisan January 6th committee. Pence said the committee has no right to his testimony in an interview with CBS Face the Nation. North Korea launched a short-range ballistic missile towards its eastern waters Thursday, just after Pyongyang threatened to launch fierce military responses to the U.S. strengthening our security commitment to our allies in South Korea and Japan. Today is the Great American Smokeout. Take the challenge and give up cigarettes for 24 hours. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Progressive is America's number one motorcycle insurer, so we understand motorcycles. No, really, we have a bike translator.
Okay, so this bike says she is struggling with her place in the motorcycle community. Well, she says she hasn't peaked yet, but she's having a little epiphany, okay. Oh, that maybe life itself is the peak. Interesting. In my experience, I found that. That's why I just translate. Not allowed to have opinions. Got it.
Quote with Progressive and see if you could save with America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.